Hi, this is Tim Cole, and I'm reading from my book, Digital Enlightenment, that I wrote together with Ossie Ulks. This chapter is entitled, Everybody's Gone Surfing. There seems to be a correlation between the willingness of an individual to deal with things digital and one's age, or better, one's stage of development. An annual study commissioned by the two German public broadcasters, ARD and CDF, showed that in 2014, 8 out of 10 Germans were more or less regular users of online media such as internet or web TV. In 2000, incidentally, this number stood at 26.6%. Men are more prone to surf the web, 83.7%, than women, 74.6%. But these figures don't say much about the relative online presence of old and young. Taking a closer look, however, reveals that among the age group 14 to 19, there is virtually no one who is still offline. At least statistically, 100% of all kids have been online users since 2010. Among those aged 20 to 29, the percentage is 99.4. Among 30 to 39-year-olds, it's 97.4. The number falls slightly to 93.8. for the 40 to 49 age bracket, and more steeply, namely to 82.1 among the 50 to 59-year-olds. What really ruins the statistic is the final age group, who are over 60, where only 45% admit that digital media and the internet are important to their lives. Of course, we Grey Panthers don't have that long to live, and that will certainly set the statistics right. Those of us born after, say, 1955 will all get to see a world in which virtually everybody goes online as a matter of course. Give it 10 more years, and by then, use of digital media will be as commonplace as using the telephone, and probably much more widespread than watching TV. In most developed countries, television consumption among younger people is on the decline. Yes, they still spend lots of time in front of the screen, only it's a different screen, a computer monitor, namely. Recent studies reveal that in the United States, about 5% of all households no longer possess a TV set, not because they can't afford one, but because they don't need one. And why should a sophisticated and autonomous youngster waste time watching prefabricated, commerce-driven, and let's be honest, deadly, boring TV trash, when behind the nearest computer screen, a teeming, fascinating world awaits that has the added advantage of being completely tailored to my own tastes and preferences? Throughout history, the focus at every innovative step has been on technology, so why should that be different with digital media? However, this time around, the necessary amount of technical competency required to make best use of the latest innovation has been negligible from the very beginning. Time was when someone buying a car needed a crash course in auto mechanics to get by. Today, nobody tinkers around under the hood unless he is a true car buff. The rest of us just want to turn on the ignition and drive away. And if for some reason the stupid car won't start, we grab the telephone, not the monkey wrench, and call up the nearest garage. The authors of this book came of age to the internet back when you had to know what a TCP/IP stack was. We both were very early users of CompuServe, a pioneering online service back in the 80s and early 90s, and we were sinfully proud of our 5-digit ID numbers, which marked us out as old hands. By the middle of the last decade, CompuServe was history, and no one could remember how it was when you had to hook up a 56K modem, much less how to use an acoustic coupler, which worked like a fax and sent bleeps and squeaks through a telephone line to be converted back into digital signals by the machine on the other end. And all of this took less than 20 years. Today, online technology has faded into the background, and kids can connect wirelessly almost everywhere they go. The ubiquitous internet we early users once dreamt about may not be fully here quite yet, but it's only a step away. And we are moving on already. In 10 years, nobody will even say, "I think I'll go online." They'll always be online. They will carry around gadgets that may or may not resemble the smartphone of today. In fact, they will probably look completely different, maybe like Google's Glass, maybe like some kind of wearable heads-up display that follows us around and keeps shoving tiny snippets of digital information before our noses, giving us an added digital dimension to reality. Who knows? And who cares? as we become more and more comfortable in our digital surroundings and more adept at dealing with the effects of digital acceleration, then we ourselves will change. In fact, many of us are already suffer from a new kind of restlessness. As digital natives, or at least digital immigrants, we are growing increasingly impatient, since we have grown to expect more or less instant service on the internet. Just press the button on your computer mouse and voila, the results start streaming in. Why stand in line for a movie ticket if you can buy it online? Why drive downtown to go to a bookstore when Amazon is just a click away? Especially since Amazon is investing heavily in same-day delivery. So the book I bought should be here in an hour or two. In 2012 alone, Amazon spent more than $550 million building 40 new distribution centers in North America alone. And it's not just books. Amazon will get a garden bench or a new mountain bike to you just as fast. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, after all, never made a secret of the fact that he doesn't want to just be the biggest bookseller on the planet. He wants Amazon to be the biggest store in the world, period. Same-day delivery, far from being an exception, will be the new normal in a few years, readers of Slate, an online news magazine, were recently informed. The senior netizens among us can still remember the days when WWW meant World Wide Wait, but those days are long gone. Today, due to virtually limitless bandwidth, DSL, and 3G connections, or even 4G, and can 5G be far behind, we enjoy truly instantaneous fulfillment of our every online wish. But while we may savor this as the culmination of our dreams, our kids think it's just normal. And not even fast enough. For them, digital acceleration is a fact of life.